Thank you, Jesus, and praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I think that is a brilliant idea. Until we get about $6 million to just eat here. Hallelujah. You can eat your way to freedom. And if you don't think it tastes good, we'll fast Monday through Saturday. And you'll want to eat. Really and truly. You know, it don't have to be the most favorite thing that you can imagine. And to tell the truth, the price is always so cheap, it wouldn't hurt you. Just if you can't eat it, just go ahead and pay for it. And that'll even be more profit. But we can do this. God's behind it. It's His will. It's also His will for us to participate. Hallelujah. It's His will for us to get the job done as well as possible. So please just stand in line when we get through tonight. I'm sure some of you have to wait several months to get your slot in of cooking. But let's do that. God is blessing us. God is being good to us. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. I'm committing everything when I'm preaching out 100% to this cause. I believe in it with all of my heart. And I got one of the best paychecks that I've ever got this last week. I just feel like God's involved in it. And so, anyway, it is going to take a miracle for us to do what we're wanting to do. But God's in the miracle working business, and I thank Him for that. So good to see Sister Dayla here tonight. We love her and miss her. And she's a tremendous young lady, and going to college in Durham and doing a good job, and I'm so proud of her. And thank God for her. Got a beautiful, sweet spirit. And we love her very much. Also, it looks like one of Brother Jones's grandsons with us tonight. We're so glad to have you with us. So good to have you in church with us. Love you and appreciate you. And it was just delightful to look back and see you. Hallelujah. Everybody else, we may have missed somebody, but we are so glad that you've come to the house of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. How many wants to make the trip? Hallelujah. I don't want to fall short, but I want to make the trip. And I understand that there's a lot of ups and downs, and God is always present with us. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So he's with us. We don't always feel that He's with us. We don't always see any evident signs at times. We don't always see a sign that He is with us, but He is. And we need to understand that. We need to hold on to faith and believe the Lord. And I don't want the casualty rate to be terrible in this church when Jesus comes back. I believe that everybody can go to heaven. If you want to go there, God's prepared a place for you. I believe He's prepared a place for every one of us, an expected end that He has for us. And there's some people that they're never going to even head in the same or the right direction, but I want to tell you the judgment, God will be able to show them, now this is what I had for you, and this is what I laid out for you, and these are the advantages that I made available to you to serve me and live for me. And you do not avail yourself of those things that would have helped you to finish the course. And so I'm glad I'm in the church tonight. I'm so glad that I'm in the church, and I love this congregation of people. I love you very much. I appreciate you so much. All of us are on the same level. We're people that need to make the trip. We need to be saved. And I just pray the Lord would help us. He will help us. Hallelujah. It's a funny way, the way some things operate. You know, really, the Bible teaches us that when we're at our frailest and we're at our weakest moments through our weakness, hallelujah, we're made strong. And so anyway, let's stand tonight. Psalms chapter 27. I want to start with another verse. I want to start with verse 12. Let me start with verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. You know, it's amazing, some of the people that you do the most for, hallelujah, are the people that are vicious. They become vicious, and they want to hurt you, and they bring false witness against you. Verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed. Verse 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you so much, and we thank you for your goodness and mercy and grace. We pray the blessing of the Lord upon this little lesson tonight, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated tonight. Hallelujah. God bless Bishop tonight. We've been in prayer with him at the loss of his sweet, sweet, sweet wife. She was really something else. And anyway, we encourage him and love him. And anyway, God is good. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that when the psalmist David looked at his situation and saw the territory that he had passed through, he was a man that realized that he had a very close call. You know, it's amazing. I don't think anybody in this building that's got the Holy Ghost has not had some close calls in your life when you turn and you look. Really and truly, if it was just the common balance of things, we would already be in hell. But I want to tell you, God loves us. And in the worst of times, and in times when the devil and our enemy devises something against us to destroy us, hallelujah, God works interference for us. And God helps us, hallelujah, when it looks like, you know, it'll take nothing less than a miracle. Well, that's exactly the way it is, and the miracle comes. He was a man that had succeeded in crossing a bit of real rough territory that had threatened his ruin. Hallelujah. More than once, his knees had grown weak, and more than once, the whole world seemed to grow dark around him. Again and again, he came to a point of toppling over in a dead faint. But each time when he was reeling in his tracks and he didn't know if he could stand another moment and he was ready to fall, there was always a firm staff that did not break in the grip of his clutching fingers. There was a solid wall that when he put all of his weight against it, it did not collapse, but it supported him. It was a wall of faith. A wall of faith. He knew what was coming if God didn't intervene. I'm going to faint. I'm going to be out of the ring. It's going to be a knockout. But he just believed. He just believed that it wasn't the end, that he would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he looked back, he declared, hallelujah, it could have been different. But here I am. It's because I believed. Fainting is probably one of the most common things that happens among church folks. It is one of our deadliest foes when we're just not up to the energy that we feel at sometimes. And we seem depleted and we seem like we can't go any further. I think of the scripture where when you've done everything to stand, just stand. We find ourselves at times when it doesn't seem that we can even make any progress. Hallelujah. We have grinded to a halt. Our steps have become so unsure, and yet we're able to stand. Hallelujah. Until God enables us to go a little further. But it's a common thing in our lives. I don't doubt today that there has been some people this week that has felt faint. And if you would have gone by your feelings, you would have said, I'm not going to survive. I'm fixing to crash. I can't go any further. God allows these things to happen in our life. He could make us an energized bunny. Hallelujah. Where we just bubbled and jumped. And sometimes we do that. We're the happiest people in all the world. Hallelujah. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. But there's sometimes that the happiness is not very evident. And life is like the land of Canaan. The Bible says it was a valley of hills, hills and valleys. It was a place of hills and valleys. And so there's a problem with Christians maintaining themselves and continuing to walk in the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. The problem is not in us casting our lot with the Lord. It's not in us deciding and starting out that we're going to serve the Lord and live for God. Probably most of us, it was here, it was a quick thing in our life. You know, there are people that are here tonight that the night you got the Holy Ghost was the first night you came exposed to the power and the love of God. And it was so overwhelming in your life. You was quick to join. You was quick to say, I want to be a part of this. I've never felt so good in all of my life. But in reality, that's not where most of the problem is. It's not in the beginning of things. In the beginning of things, you think that everybody's perfect in the church. You've never seen so many people smile and so many people together. And we gather together for services in the middle of the week. And we gather together on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And at various times, we're together. Many of us are closer to this church family than any natural family. It's just a wonderful thing. It's just a good thing for somebody that's lonely out there to find themselves and get a little quick picture of what the church is about. And so they are quick. They're quick to obey and follow the call of God in their life. But Ecclesiastes 9 and 11 tells us that the race is not to the swift. Hallelujah. It's not, everything's not happening at the starting line. Hallelujah. That's just the beginning. And you're going to come to know some things that you're not aware of. And there's going to be some things that you may witness in the church that will blow your mind. And you'll say, you know, I just didn't know it was in the church. And I thought that everybody was an angel. But, you know, we're not going to go to heaven because we're always angels. We're going to go to heaven because God saves us. And we're going to go to heaven because we continue unto the end. You continue unto the end, you're going to be saved. Hallelujah. You never get to that point that you say, I quit. It's over. I'm through with this. That's a dangerous thing to say. He requires for us to continue to try. And whatever we're deficit in, he will make up the deficit. We got to believe that. We got to believe. He would have fainted if he had not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's right. And so, hallelujah, the starting out is not always the total pitch. In fact, it never is. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Hallelujah. It's not you getting up and knocking the devil's lights out. He'll probably get up pretty quick when you get through doing it, because he's a hard head. He's sold out to his business. Hallelujah. And so he tries to put us out of the game. But we're not going to be put out of the game. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. It's not how strong you are. It's how strong God is. And that you got enough sense to believe in the dark what God has said in the light. You take this Bible and you say, you know, it don't feel like what the Bible's promised it was going to feel going through this certain given circumstance. But I'm going to believe the Lord. I don't have to have everything explained to me. Everybody happy tonight? The race is not to the swift. Hallelujah. The battle's not to the strong. In fact, he tells us that it's in our weakness. Hallelujah. That big things happen. And probably the greatest thing that avoids God doing what he wants to do sometimes is that we become weak. He knocks all the supports out around us, and we become weak, and then he tests us to see if we're going to let him do it, or we're going to complain and murmur and say, God's failed me. God has not failed you. There's going to be some of the most unbelievable stories that's going to be told and revelations that's going to come when we get to heaven of how God worked things for us when it seemed to be impossible. And I want to tell you, there's things people sitting right here tonight, you're going through things, you don't have any answer for why your life, set up and listen to me, you don't understand why your life has ended the way it's ended or the way it is right now, rather. It's not ended. We believe that you're going to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. But sometimes you're not going to see God in what's happened. You're going to wonder, is God really in all of this? Hallelujah. Sometimes God has to take us to dark, terrible places where all of our energy is gone, and we've got to decide whether we're going to live. Hallelujah. God's going to heal us and God's going to bring us out, or whether we're, you know, we're going to get angry and say, I didn't know it was going to be like this. We don't know what a lot of things are going to be like before we get through the pearly white gates. We got to settle some things in our heart. And the big thing is, I am going to believe God. I am going to trust God. He shines best when I'm out of the picture. He shines best when I have no strength left. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He takes the foolish things of the world and confounds the wise. He takes the weak things of the world and brings to naught the mighty things. He even brings things that do not exist. And he brings victory. Hallelujah. You see, if he gives us too much of the pie, we think we're doing it all. And so, this man would have been... he would have been done with. David would have been. Hallelujah. He would have fainted, he said, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord. I believe in that I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Galatians 5 and 7. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you shouldn't obey the truth? You know, this thing ain't going to work if you don't come in compliance. There's some people that's not healed right here tonight because you have not come into compliance with what God requires. When we're not doing what we're supposed to do, we can't have faith to believe that God's going to do what he can do. And I want to tell you, sometimes you just got to cut loose from the bank. And you got to say, I don't have to understand this. I'm going to tell you, I'd rather be in a terrible situation the rest of my life and go to heaven than to be delivered and go to hell. I want to tell you, God knows what we'll do before we know what we will do. Do you hear me? We got to remember, he's still God. He's going to take care of business. He's a faithful God. You getting weak don't mean you're fixing to cash in. Not if you'll keep God in the equation. It means he's fixing to promote you. And everything's going to get all right.
Hallelujah. How about it? Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to make the trip? It ain't going to be enough to just sit here and be a church member. It's not going to be enough to just get in line with everybody else and just go through the routine. We ought to get this deep down inside of us. We will not quit. We will not turn around. We're not going to doubt the Lord God Almighty. It's the other fella that's a liar. I've heard it this week just on and on and on and on. You know, the devil told me he's going to do this. The devil said I wasn't. And I'm just afraid the devil's going. Why don't you forget the devil? Why don't you get your mind on God for a little while? Hallelujah. Quit trying to figure out how you can do it. I want to tell you, God is so simplistic with us when he works with us. I'm going to tell you, he gets it down to even a child can understand. Even children understand whether they're being obedient or not. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what will knock the pancakes and syrup out of the preachers when you go on and invest and beg and plead and spend time and people refuse to eliminate the devil and eliminate some things in their life they need to get corrected. We'll tell you, God is wanting to help us stay in the race. Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, it's a debilitating thing for people to faint. It takes away from what we're doing. You know, I remember when I was a kid, used to scare me to death. We had this woman in the church. She had, I don't know what was wrong with her, but she had a problem with fainting. And she'd just fall out on the floor, you know. And we had this other one. She would have, a epilepsy fit. Or what they call it then. I don't know. They probably don't use the word fit now, but anyway. And this other lady, she, you know, her eyes would roll back in her head. And it didn't matter if we were singing, hallelujah. I'll fly away, oh glory. Yes, I'll fly away. Hallelujah. Everything would start to shut down, at least in a little bit of that. And everything shuts down. Everybody's, you know, they're giving their attention to someone that's in trouble, someone that has fainted. Hallelujah. One of them used to start, you know, biting on their tongue. And what happens when something like that happens? You know, here's a man, he's contributing to the church service. He's clapping his hands and he's singing from the depths of his heart. And he's in the middle of what's going on. And then all of a sudden, right in the middle of all that's happening and God moving, all of a sudden he faints and he falls out. And all of a sudden, you don't have just one man there. You got three or four men trying to get him out of the building, trying to help him and trying to support him. Is that not right? Hallelujah. No sense in throwing him a songbook. He can't sing. No sense in passing the offering plate. He can't give. Hallelujah. No sense in preaching to him. He can't hear what you're saying because he's fainted. He's fainted. Hallelujah. And so in fainting, you know, it affects somebody else next to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so somebody faints and they cease to be a asset and they become a liability. Hallelujah. And for everybody that faints physically, I'm going to tell you there's dozens more that faint spiritually. Hallelujah. There's those, at one time you could count they would be in place. You just knew they were with what was going on at the church. Hallelujah. They were full of enthusiasm and vigor, and they were under the load and the burden, and so you could feel somebody taking the load off of you. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden they're listless and they're incapacitated and they're unresponsive. And it's like a huge stone has been rolled in front of the sepulcher. Hallelujah. And Jesus is trying to get it out of the way. We're a miracle. Where Lazarus can come forth. But there's a great hindrance.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you, most of the time when something like this happens in our church, it's not that the individual is just angry at the church. He's not antagonist against the church. You know, he's not done something vicious or horrible and he's trying to harm people in the church. Hallelujah. A lot of times it's just that he's become weak. He's at the point of fainting, or he has fainted. And so all of a sudden, everything comes to a screeching halt. You know, we've experienced this year and last year and every year that I've been here. Hallelujah. People that came in and got invigorated and got born again of the water and the Spirit and got an eternal blessing and gift that is beyond anything they had ever had or would ever have. Hallelujah, to have this great newborn experience, this salvation, this running water that's so beautiful and gives us life. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, they're out there now somewhere. Hallelujah, they have fainted. They're gone. And the church body feels the heaviness of all of these things coming against us. Somewhere they didn't grab hold of faith and say, it doesn't matter what's going on and what the devil's trying to do to me, I believe that I'm going to see the Lord. I believe that I'm going to see the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to come out of it. I'm going to survive it. Hallelujah. We got a lot of human beings, though, that something has happened in their lives, and their lives and their worlds become cluttered up to where, with some people, they will never be what they could have been. Hallelujah. Their life is full of unfinished tasks and beautiful pictures that was never quite painted before, and books that lay open, half read, and all these different things of dreams and ambitions of doing something for God. And because their life was elevated when God found them, and all of their past was blotted out. But now here they are, and they have fainted. They fainted. There's parallels I want to talk about very quickly tonight, and I won't be long, between the physical and the spiritual when it comes to fainting. There's some things that can facilitate you, help you to faint, fall out. One thing is a bad atmosphere. Hallelujah. We need to be pouring ourselves into every service that we come to. There ought to be healing. And this power of the Lord felt. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, churches can get an atmosphere about them. Sometimes it's wonderful and sometimes it's not wonderful. Hallelujah. You know, people can come and be in a place like this for years and years and years and walk out of the church, and there can still be a residue of what they advocated and what they'd done. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's a beautiful thing that, hallelujah, is there. When you step in a old familiar church house and you think of who used to be here before they went to meet the Lord and be with Him. And, you know, it's just a sacred thing. Hallelujah. I know memories that I've had and places that I've gone for a second and third and fourth time, and you see it, and it's like people have prayed that feeling into the building. Hallelujah. It creates the right atmosphere to be conducive and to be excited about getting involved in the work of God and kingdom of God. They have done so much to lay a foundation for something great in God's house that we want to be in the middle. We want to build on what they built and the blood that they shed. Hallelujah. And so the atmosphere, the climate is important. A bad atmosphere can cause people to collapse. That's right. Several years ago, my wife and I was preaching a revival right out of Los Angeles, California, a place called Yucaipa. And it was a little home missionary work. And so anyway, we had a man and wife, or man and woman, that was living together and had kids, and God filled them with the Holy Ghost in the middle of that revival. So we had to have a wedding. And it just happened to be in the summertime when the wedding took place. And it was a little church house that it had air conditioning,
But they sure didn't cool the building, I'll tell you that. And it was over 100 degrees, and it was hot, and the place filled up. All kinds of people came to see these folks that had just made a big turnaround in their life getting married. And they just crowded in. Well, this dear brother, he had been taught by his pastor, every service you have, every wedding you have, you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's going to be the thing you're going to do. You're going to start in the beginning, and you're going to go all the way through, and you just let them know. You got to be born again. And he had ways of very plainly saying things. Hallelujah. Instead of entreating at times, he was demanding. And hallelujah. Sometimes it's time to demand. But anyway, he got to going in this ceremony, and it was on and on and on and on and on and on, and the hotter it got, and people were just, they were just wiping their face, and I knew it was bad. I was looking at him, and he was so wrapped up in what he was saying. Hallelujah. I was trying to kind of warn him, your groom there, he's got his knees locked, and he's weaving. Hallelujah. And we got a long way to go before we get through with this wedding sermon. Hallelujah. But we didn't have a long way to wait. And all of a sudden, just right straight back, his bride wasn't aware of it. The preacher wasn't aware of it. But I think some people, no doubt, in the congregation was aware of it, because I was definitely aware of what was about to happen. Hallelujah. We've seen that before in a wedding, haven't we? Hallelujah, Brother TJ, you know, I just, hallelujah, big, strong, you know, man and young man, and I saw him when he started waving, hallelujah, down he went, my goodness gracious, hallelujah, hallelujah, someone was telling him, get up, he got up, and he staggered and fell down again, and mama came and helped him, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this guy fell like an oak tree. He fell backwards just like this. Yeah. He fell all the way back and hit that old concrete floor. It's a home missionary, you see. Hallelujah. And he hit the floor. And all attention was drawn from the bride and what was supposed to be happening at that time. And it was all focused on this man that had fainted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 7. He that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. Hallelujah. You know, there's an atmosphere in a crowd. All these people that are protesting. Hallelujah. I ain't ever seen the lack in all of my life of giving people permission. We're not going to stop anybody. And these people are being beat on the sidewalk and stomped and kicked and bloodied. And my Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. But there's an atmosphere in things. And it's a terrible thing when there's a bad atmosphere in the church. Sometimes it's because we're running with a crowd or we're running with a certain person. There was a son of David's by the name of Amnon. There's a statement that was just, it's just something when you read it. And Ammon had a friend. Was it Jonadab? Was that his name? He really wasn't his friend. He was one of these guys that once in a while you run in contact with people like that, that are manipulators. They're twisted in their thinking some way or another. They just got it in them to aggravate, and they've got it in them to germinate problems between people. I think with some people, it don't matter who it is. They just love to do that. He was not his friend. He was his enemy. Hallelujah. And here is a son of a king that he was fighting with. I can't do this. You know, I wasn't raised this way. It's not really in me to fall in love with my half-sister.
But that's what I'm fighting. And he told the wrong person that. I just dared to believe if it had been on the other side. And he would have told somebody that he confided in and said, listen, I got a problem. I'm wrestling with this. And I know you live for God. And I know that you've got an excellent attitude and spirit. I got to get away from this. I've got to divorce myself from this. If I let this continue to multiply and I've got somebody encouraging me, I'm not going to make it. I want to tell you young people something. If the group you're running with is not going to heaven, you're not going to go to heaven either, probably. Hallelujah. If they're living like hellions and they're on their way to hell and they're rebellious, you better not hang around them. Don't be a fool and hang around them. They'll help you get there. And a lot of times the individual that wasn't raised that way and did not act that way is the first one to be destroyed. That's right. Hallelujah. I rode in a one of these rescue vehicles, you know, where they go all over town, metropolitan areas. I was in Houston, and the man that was over all of Houston, I was riding with him, and I never seen so much in my life. I saw a homosexual man that went in his house and set his house on fire and burned himself up. He was right next door to a bar that they were all in that said, The Gates of Heaven was the name of the bar. And another young man was stabbed and a terrible accident that took place. And it's just unbelievable. His radio was just constantly going. And he said, this is the way it's going to be all night long. He chose the worst of things to go to because he couldn't cover it all. They had all kinds of different units and the most violent or dangerous that was going on, he would head in that direction. And so I saw unbelievable things. You know, you drive through a city like this on the interstate and the lights are on and you just think everything's fine and wonderful, and there's all kinds of things happening all over the city. It's happening in Atlanta tonight. It's happening in Atlanta. People are being robbed and attacked and shot. And it gets right here in the neighborhood of Buford. Hallelujah. So much of television feeds this stuff into people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all these different things happen. But there was a young man. And I was told this story that night. There was a young man that he found himself in a neighborhood of some hoodlums. And he had always been raised right and was living right. And they got him, and they were trying to get him into the little group they had, and you know, they just kept on working on him, and they said, you know, you don't have to do anything. You just go with us. We're going to break into this man's house. We know where he's at, and he's got money. We're going to break in, and if you'll just stand outside on the corner of the street, and if you'll just stand there and look, and if you see anybody, you'll holler, and everybody'll run. And so they finally talked that dear young man into doing that. Curiosity and wondering. And so he goes there. He's standing on the sidewalk. They've broke into the house. And he's looking and watching. And then all of a sudden there's a noise in the house. And these guys come running out past him as fast as they can. And a man comes with a gun and fills the door of that house. And there's only one person left. Guess who the person was? It was the boy that's not used to running for anything because he's living a good life. And he stands right there, and they shoot him right in the chest. And our friend that preached for us here from Texas, Brother Green, Kurt Green, he was there that night. And now that wasn't a story that I was there, but they were telling me that story. And so he was there. He was on the ambulance. And they got to the hospital, and somebody checked him real quick and said, well, it's not dangerous. Everything's okay. It's just a surface wound there, and everything will be all right. But all the way to the hospital, that young man had been laying there saying, I'm going to die.
I'm going to die. And he says, no, you're not going to die. I'm telling you, I'm going to die. I know it. He said, no, you're not going to die. Everything's going to be all right. No, I'm going to die. I'm telling you, you don't understand, young man. It's just a flesh wound. Everything's going to be okay. And so they get him, and they get him into the emergency room. And Brother Kurt Green steps into another room to get a cup of coffee. Everything's fine. Hallelujah. It's just a matter of just a couple of minutes. And he's got the coffee in his hand, and he comes back into the emergency room. And they had him covered with a sheet. And a young man that was on the job that hadn't been trained enough, they got a little instrument to push into a wound like that to see how deep it is. Instead of pushing it in and stopping, he continued to push and push and push until he pushed it through his heart. And he died there before Brother Green had time to drink a cup of coffee. A bad atmosphere can put you in a bad place. Will you? You don't need, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to live for God, you better get rid of some of your friends. You will never make it. You're not going to make it. How many times do we have to prove that? We got people in the graveyard tonight because they would not quit what they were doing. They always had support of the bad. They don't love you. You're just a tool they use. Never did stay around people to encourage them. I want to tell you, you can keep from fainting. You can get some help that'll help you. All of a sudden, you'll start believing. Yeah, I can believe it now. You're here with me. You're telling me all these things. You're speaking faith to me. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. George Washington said, associate yourself with men of good quality. If you esteem your reputation, for 'tis better to be alone than to be in bad company. And that is the truth. You have these kids that growing up and they feel like they're an outcast and they feel like they don't fit anywhere. And I want to tell you, that's the people. They want to take advantage of you. They do that. They take advantage of you. And they tell you to do something and you do it because you want to make an impression. I got to hurry. Not only a bad atmosphere is against the welfare of the church, but when it comes to not fainting, sometimes the sight of blood. You know, there's big old guys that they can't even look at a needle and see the blood start flowing. They pass out. You know of anybody like that? They just pass, slap out. That's right. Preaching a revival in Ontario, California, and there was a man and his wife. He was a Marine. He just got out of the Marines. He really thought he was bad business, and he probably was, at least in some ways. And so, you know, they told him, said, you ought to go in and with your wife, you know, she's fixing to have this baby. You ought to go in there. He goes in there. And I want to tell you, the poor little wife, she's at the jaws of death. And they're doing everything they can to help her. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, he's standing there and he falls over her like that. And he's out for the count. He sees the blood and he passes out. And all of a sudden he passes out and they're trying to get him revived or whatever, and they got him on the floor and they're working on him, and she's laying up there about to have a baby looking at them. She's about ready to kill one of them, that husband. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sight of blood. You know, there's some people in church, they get the Holy Ghost and the first sight of blood, they want to run. That's right. Hallelujah. Become intimidated. Scared to death. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 19, and a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow you whithersoever thou goest. Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have their holes, the birds
of the air have their nest, but the Son of Man hath not a place to even lay his head. And you know what? After that, you know what it is? There's a period there. Nothing else is said about that guy. Oh, I'm ready to follow you. I'm in the game. I don't have a place to sleep. The foxes have their holes and the fowl of the air have their nest. I don't have a place to lay my head. Adios, amigo. Hallelujah. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. And when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. Didn't sound like there was any newcomers. Hallelujah. Sometimes the very sight of sacrifice. I didn't think it was going to be like this. Get ready. Get your boots on. Hallelujah. Weakness is another thing. A result of weariness, people faint. Elijah challenged 400 prophets of Baal. He prepared a sacrifice, called down fire from heaven, and seemed to be invincible until one woman got after him. By the name of Ahab and Jezebel. Well, she would be one to run from, I tell you that. You don't want to compete with that. You just need to get out of the territory. Hallelujah. Weakness. Weakness. Hallelujah. Lack of food can cause you to be weak, can't it? Ever felt like you was going to faint? Hallelujah. When you're not getting your spiritual food, you're not up to par. You're not where you ought to be. You know, people can just, they can come one Sunday morning and miss a month. We had a lady at our church, man, she's Sister Jernigan. Hallelujah. She didn't come very often, but when she came, she set the house on fire. She shouted all over the church. She did. Hallelujah. And she wasn't the one that said it, but another woman said it like this. It was just about like her. She had one of those shouting services. You know, she just had the attention of everybody. She would not quit. And when she got through, she said, I tell you what, this church is a filling station for me. This is a place I come and just get filled up. And the pastor he took about all that he could take. He said, well, I tell you what, you must have an unbelievable large gas tank. You fill it up, you don't come back for months. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, we need God's help. We need to stay plugged in. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, sometimes I get to preaching and the anointing comes on me, and I feel good. I feel good. I feel like jumping the pew, you know, and hallelujah, and all that kind of business. But I want to tell you, there's sinkholes in Florida where all of a sudden somebody wakes up and they look out their window and they're in a big old hole somewhere. Either everything is sunk but the house itself. And I'm going to tell you, the devil's got some sinkholes. I'm going to tell you, you're going to meet the devil this week. You've already met him. You're going to meet him again. It don't matter how great and wonderful you feel, you better get this believing in order. I believe. I have faith. I know what the ultimate end is going to be. Hallelujah. I'm not going to check out of this army that I'm in. I may not always feel like fighting, but I'm going to keep fighting. Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing. That's one of the most dangerous things is sometimes when you're doing it for God, you catch yourself weary. You're about to faint. And what really makes it to where you just feel like you're fixing to kill over is when you see a bunch of people don't get involved. You got to remember you're doing it for God, not for people.
I think sometimes God just hides us by ourselves and don't allow anybody to come by until we get through doing what he wants us only to do. Some people faint from chastisement. They're smiling, they're happy. Oh, this is the most wonderful place in all the world, until the word of God corrects them, or a pastor stops and corrects them. Most of the time it's because of, I'll use the word ignorance, it's they don't know, it's not proper what they're doing or whatever. And then all of a sudden you find out this gentleman will not take any kind of correction. Hallelujah. Children that don't want chastisement, and parents that don't want to give them chastisement. Hebrews 12 and 5. Ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord. I want to tell you, people that are supposed to be his sons, does it use the word despise? It does, don't it? Despise. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son. Everybody say every son. Well, my little boy, he don't need correction. Yeah. My little girl, she's just an angel, and it don't matter what you said she'd done in the classroom, she would never do that. Well, that's a good start on sending them to hell. But if you're without chastisement, wherefore, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards. Kind of a rough word to use in this day and time. But that's what you are, and not sons. All right. Hallelujah. That's the first leg of this journey. Now I got discouragement here. Discouragement. Discouragement can make you faint. Especially if you start, you start agreeing with it all. Discouragement. I read a book years ago, I think it's called Giants in the Earth. Tells about a man that they had a blizzard. It snowed from like November to April up north one time, and it buried the houses and the barn. And anyway, I think he was trying to get back from the barn to the house, digging his way through. Some way or another, he got turned around. He thought, went as far as he could go, and quit. Got discouraged. Not going to get out of here. And when the snow started melting, the ice, he was right in front of his front doorsteps. But discouragement. We don't have long to go, do we? We don't have far to travel. Don't have far to travel. Hallelujah. I'm going to cut it short. What do we do to keep, what did this psalmist do to keep from fainting? I would have fainted except I had believed. What did he believe in? Well, you got to believe in the right thing if it's going to work. He believed in the church. Psalms 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord. This is him speaking before all this other. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days. You really can't miss church, can you? Hallelujah. All the days of my life. It kind of caught me there, you know. Hallelujah. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. What are you beholding tonight? You know what? There's other things we can behold. There's not a person here tonight that's perfect. As I've always said, if you are perfect, don't go to another church when you leave, because, or if you think you're perfect, you know, I'm going to go to a perfect church. Don't go there. You'll ruin it. We know you too well now. Hallelujah.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Psalms 122 and verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Luke 4 and 16, he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. He's doing some things to keep himself from fainting. Hallelujah. When he wasn't connected the way he ought to have been connected, he fainted. Hallelujah. He didn't know what to believe in. But I want to tell you, you hang around the church, you'll know what to believe in. You'll highly value the assembly. There's something that we get when we are assembled together that we don't get at other times. There's some things that we get when we're by ourselves. I'm just going to have to tell you, there's sometimes I want to pray by myself. Hallelujah. Anyway, he believed in the church. He believed in prayer. Psalms 127 verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isaiah 40 verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the center of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. There it is. Hallelujah. We got a prayer we can pray when we're faint and we don't know if we're going to make it. Well, sure we're going to make it. All we got to do is say the right thing and do the right thing. Hallelujah. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, sometimes it's just a matter of saying, you know, I know it's going to happen. It don't happen. It don't have to be by my time X. God's got his time, and he's not going to miscalculate. He's not going to wait too late and say, well, I'll tell you what, I did come to heal him, but the guy, I was just a little late. No, he won't be late. He's always on time. He enlarges the miracle that he's performing. Hallelujah. When he starts setting the handicaps against himself. Hallelujah. Where it seems like it's never going to happen. Just like, a poem, Moses going out time and time and time again. It's time to leave. We're leaving this place. We're going to Canaan's land. And then something would happen. Hallelujah. Luke 18 and 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray, and now look what it connects itself to, and not faint. There's a lot in this Bible about fainting. Fainting almost has to have a decision made in its favor. You know what I mean? You ever get out working and you just overdo it and you feel like you're just about to faint, but you know you... You know, you could just almost give in to it. But no, I'm going to believe the Lord. He said when he's without strength. Without strength. He had faith in the final triumph of the righteous. He had faith in the final triumph. That's when everything's cleared and you're at the finish line and you cross over. He had faith in the final triumph of the righteous. There's nothing as disheartening as feeling like you fought a losing battle. It's not a losing battle when you say, I'm not going to get out of this. I am engaged in this. The New Testament uses that word. I'm engaged in this. Hallelujah. Psalms 27 and verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He promises us, he has prepared a place for us. There's a distinct end that he has planned for us to have. Every one of you, hear me? The Lord has planned for you to go to heaven. If you go to hell, it's not the invitation you get. Your invitation is to go to heaven. That's the way it is with every living human being on this earth. Hallelujah. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He so loved all the world
that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's stand tonight. Don't even entertain quitting. Don't be a quitter. Don't be a quitter. Hallelujah. Churchill said, never give up. Never, never, never give up. How simple is that? That's the key. That's the key to victory. Never give up. Don't quit. Boy, that's deep, isn't it? Don't quit. Come this time next year, God's going to give me the grace. He's promised it to me. I'm still alive. I'm not going to quit. 10 years from now, I'm not going to quit. I didn't get in this quitting. Some people get in the church looking for a way to quit. You ever seen that? I mean, it just blows them away. They get the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling better than I've ever felt in all my life. Why y'all dress the way y'all dress? Well, you'll understand as time goes. The Lord will teach you a lot of things. And then we'll teach you some things. Well, they get in the church trying to find a way to get out. I'm glad I'm in the church. It's a lot of times I hadn't made 100. You know what you do? You keep going. You keep going. You get up. I can't use it. I feel like using the word ridiculous. That God, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave the ridiculous offer. 70 times 7. I'll forgive you. Now, I want to tell you, that's not advocating presumptuous sin and just going out and doing what you... But I want to tell you, if you want to make it, he'll help you. Every time you fall down, he'll let you get up. He'll help you up. And he'll forgive you. Hallelujah. And you'll be like a little baby. You know, sometimes we just throw people out because they fall down. Well, I want to tell you, our children wouldn't be walking today if we didn't let them fall down and help them get up. It don't make sin any prettier. It'll destroy us if we don't do something about it. But I want to tell you, God's paved a beautiful way for us all. It's ridiculous for us to be willing to backslide and just walk out of the church. God loves us. He loves me. He loves you. He pours mercy down upon us fresh every day. Hallelujah. He offers us grace. Let's pray right now in Jesus' name. God, in the name of the Lord, let your word settle deep in our heart tonight, God. Let your word, become a part of the fabric of our life, of our thinking, of our meditating, Lord, of the words that come out of our mouth, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 help us to be wise, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to have a good memory, not forget that you said you'd forgive us. We confess our sins. You're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I thank you for that, God. I thank you, God. You're so precious and good to us. God, I pray against the old spirits that speak to some people's minds here tonight that they ought to just quit, that they're no good, or that God doesn't care about them. They don't belong here. Oh, God, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell you, there's divisions that come in the church. Sometimes there's circumstances that happen that brings division in the church. You need to set up and realize that there's something that surpasses all these
these minor things that come in our life. We can live with some things even that we can wish it would have been different, but I'm going to tell you, it's not different. But God can work with what's left over. Instead of us getting a sorry attitude and a bad attitude towards somebody because we feel like we've got differences with them, we need to forgive and we need to pray for God's will. We need to pray for what God wants, what God knows is best. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is no place for us to argue and complain and wrestle with each other. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, the Lord can help us with all things. He's got the answer of all things. Hallelujah. He wants to help us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why don't you lay your hand on somebody and pray with them? Let's pray right now, just a few minutes. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we love you, God. Oh, we love you, God. We praise you, God. Oh, let us get this in our heart. Let us get this in our heart. Let us get it in our heart, Lord. Oh, thank you, God, for helping me, Lord Jesus, tonight. Oh, Jesus, you're a good God. You're a good God. You're a good God. You're a wonderful God. Hallelujah. If you have something you need to make right, you ought to make it right tonight. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Oh, don't let it go down on your wrath. Get rid of that poison inside of you. Even if the other person won't do it, release it. Release it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That stuff can cause you to faint. Hallelujah. It can embitter you. It can cause diseases, even physical diseases in your body. Oh, God, oh God, oh God, oh God. In the name of the Lord. Oh God, yes, you are God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord, glory to the name of the Lord, glory to the name of the Lord. Oh, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus. No other refuge. Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship him for a little bit as he sings. Come on, let's worship him. Love you, Lord. There's a spirit that's agitated. Let the presence of God, let the presence of the Lord remove that feeling. Oh, Jesus, I love you, God. No other refuge. Oh, nothing else. Nothing else. Oh, I love you, God. 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 Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord for the word of the Lord tonight. Let's ask God to let it be a part of our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Never give up on yourself. And I'm saying that in the light of, we know that God watches over us and keeps us, but hallelujah, we can void things out if we're not careful by not believing and constantly believing the devil instead of believing God. Let's also not give up on other people. If God doesn't want us to ever give up, never give up. If he wants us to just stay in and fight the battle, hallelujah, I'd have to say he'd have to give the same opportunity to everybody. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean that we continue to spend our life on one person. I want to tell you, we need to pray for some way, somehow. Hallelujah. We want salvation to reach with long arms and touch people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't want to see people go to hell. I know the Bible says they're going to go to hell. Hallelujah, many people. But oh God, it's not going to be with me rejoicing and agging it on. Oh God, in Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate you tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you so much. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let's look toward a great weekend this weekend. Hallelujah. We need what you can give. We don't need you to be in a faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give everything to the Lord. Let's have great church this weekend. Again, it's so good to have our guest here tonight. So good to have you. I'm glad you're here tonight. Appreciate you coming and being here tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you.